The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is the Secular Brothers Podcast. We want truth, no more lies, no more lies. We speak how we feel, no more compromise. Take away our freedom, huh? Now, this is America, land of the brave and a home of the free, and a country full of people feel just like me. Land of the brave and a home of the free, and a country full of people feel just like me.
Hey, welcome to the Secular Brothers Podcast. This is Jordan Seculo.
This is Logan Seculo, and no, we're not a YouTube balloon coming
in. I'm not an alien.
You're not an alien. It's not
the
sphere.
Which, by saying that...
Maybe you are. Maybe they're implicating yourself. Now, hey, if you just are tuning in, which I'm sure a lot of you are, to what's been going on today, we actually had an update this afternoon on the whole, I don't know, we spent the weekend shooting down random things out of the sky story. So, Kirby went out today, and he made some statements. Not Coach Kirby, not from the University of Georgia. This is John Kirby. This is the White House presser. They asked him specifically. This just happened a few hours ago when you're hearing this. They asked him, you know, kind of what they were. Were they surveillance items? Because if you don't know, we shot down a number of them over the weekend, making a lot of news. So I figure you guys, if you listen to this show, you probably already know that. So let's hear what Kirby had to say.
Any of these three objects were surveilling. We couldn't rule that out. And so there, you know, you want to err on the side of safety here in terms of protecting our national security interests. And the fact that these objects could have and likely did at some point in their path transit over, you know, potential military sites of ours or sensitive sites.
So that's just like a very basic part of it. He also talked about how this was really concerning to commercial aviation.
They didn't care about that last time.
Well, they said that they weren't. The radar wasn't set sensitive enough.
Yeah, but it was. You could see it from the ground. That impacts commercial aviation. They still let it flow. I mean, obviously, there's been a policy change.
Maybe that's good.
But not if you can't explain to us what any of these are and who they come from. I don't believe that for 1 minute.
Yeah. The conversation that they said on there was when pressed a lot about who they were, what it was. It was essentially, we weren't able to tell from the air. We pulverize these things, and the stuff that it remains is very difficult to get to because of the icy tundra of which it's in. Some of which, they even said the one in Lake Huron is likely in the bottom of the ocean now.
Bottom of the lake, very deep.
Which is very deep, yeah.
Like a little mini ocean.
Yeah, that's what I meant. And then the ones in Alaska and that, they said were in, you know, snow-covered areas. And
how many total now is it?
I mean, there was four attempts, right? One was...
It's four, including the spy balloon.
Have been shot down.
Yes.
The spy balloon was the biggest.
According to what they said.
According to them.
According to them, it's considerably bigger. Like, the difference between a small car and
was
five
was everything
buses.
Else a balloon now? Because the one...
They will not say
in
balloon.
In Alaska, they said they weren't 100% on that.
They won't say it's a balloon, and they really pushed back on you.
Lake Huron, where they did say it was a balloon?
There was a moment they where they did, but now they won't.
Say it's a balloon.
There was a moment, yeah. Okay.
There was a moment this weekend where they said, yeah, it's a balloon. And then they came back and said, no. And then three or four times they've now said, do not label this China. Do not label this a foreign adversary. We have generally don't know yet. So please don't throw those terms out there.
Okay. If you don't know it's a foreign adversary, why do you shut it down?
That when Jackie Hamrick actually asked that specifically, and in that the response was the commercial aviation.
I can understand that.
Yeah, I get that totally.
But because even if it's somebody that's private, it shouldn't be there without the right license.
Not 20 to 30,000 feet.
No, without the proper identification with the FAA. But these pilots, do you think they just don't want to say it's China?
I think there's a concern with that.
Or Russia.
Or they did just pulverize these things and don't know. Now, and what we also know is that we've seen this with...
That doesn't help our intelligence.
We've seen this with like the Tic Tac a few years ago.
This is just...
There's cameras on those planes.
Yeah.
We're not going to see that footage. I know that for a long time. It takes forever.
But it's there.
But it's there. They have it. They know what they're seeing. And apparently they can't recognize what it is visually. They can't figure out how...
They can shoot it down.
Any sort. That's it. We do have the ability to take it down.
So we can take down something we don't know at all. I mean, the way they're explaining is that these were not, if these weren't just balloons, because they can explain what a balloon looks like.
Yeah. And I feel like you can explain what a drone looks like.
Right.
These are
flying disc.
They said could be, what was it, octagonal? Octagonal?
Octagonal.
They could be octagonal.
Flying disc.
Yeah. One was
like a spaceship.
Cylindrical.
It's cylindrical, like an was alien another one. Spaceship. Right. Exactly. This is where your head goes.
And there are 100% there weren't people on board this or living beings?
They said they were not.
How do they know they weren't living beings?
I don't know.
I mean, that's a thing, too. If you don't know who's
maybe
made
heat seeking, I don't know.
Well, we don't know if their bodies even would put off that kind of heat.
Well,
if they exist in the first place. Do you believe aliens exist?
I believe there's likely something out there.
I believe there's life forms.
Yes. I don't know if they're little green men.
Planets.
But that, I think it's probably
like organisms.
There's probably some. Oh, yeah. If we're going to say, is there just any kind of life? I'd say without a doubt. If you're talking about, is there intelligent life? I think that's up for debate. It's a conversation to have. You should hear this, though. This was coming
Can
from.
Can you believe we're having this? This is
I know,
not a joke.
This is from General Van Herk.
Talk along.
Look, I know. That's what I said today. You got to give Tom. You know, every time that at the Stars or whatever asked me for money, I feel bad now that I didn't give. Because he's done the Lord's work. General Van Herk, who is the commander in the United States Northern Command and
he's a big
of
failure.
The North American Aerospace Defense Command, they asked him a question. I don't know if you've heard this from yesterday. And let's just play it, Byte 17.
Because you still haven't been able to tell us what these things are that we are shooting out of the sky, that raises the question, have you ruled out aliens or extraterrestrials? And if so, why? Because that is what everyone is asking us right now.
And thanks for the question, Helene. I'll let the intel community and the counterintelligence community figure that out. I haven't ruled out anything at this point. We continue to assess every threat or potential threat unknown that approaches North America with an attempt to identify it.
See, when I read this bite in the news yesterday, I wasn't sure if he was just being like the unidentified objects.
A little silly.
But when you hear her question, she talked about extraterrestrials.
Yeah, aliens.
Actual like living beings.
Yeah.
I guess the best way to say, not just an object that we don't know that could have been developed by some other
country. She's talking about beings from other planets.
There's only a few countries, too, that would have these capabilities. It's
Russia,
the Chinese,
China.
Russia, maybe some of our allies.
Yeah.
But obviously not the Canadians because they wanted it shot down.
No, yeah.
That was an interesting moment with Canada and the U.S. I think that was not – that kind of made me feel good.
Do you have that there's this relationship?
In, we have a better military than they do, but they're also – they fought with alongside us in every major war, and they said, hey, you guys take care of this for us. I thought that was a good moment.
Yeah, that was interesting to see that they're working that closely together, that they could have these kind of conversations.
How many must be in the air? Whew.
Well, they said right now, as of today,
not as many.
They don't think there's any right now. There's no tracks they're currently manning right now.
But like in 1 week, they decided they would just shoot everything down that they saw.
They said they adjusted the radar and when they adjusted the radar, all these others started popping.
Is this like the old bunny ears? Like they're just kind of moving them around a little bit and getting better pictures?
Yes. It's like Top Gun. Someone said it's like playing the War Games movie. It's like,
yeah, it's like pilot wings. You got to shoot down all the.
Always hard to land on Top Gun.
The video game?
Yeah.
Yeah. True.
Really hard to like.
Afterburner, all of those.
Yeah. Yeah. Why was landing always like basically impossible?
They made those games pretty difficult. You still try to play them, and there's two buttons, and somehow it's impossible to play.
Yeah. Yet I could go on like one of those like hardcore, like actually doing all the
flight simulator.
I can get it down. Might not be the best landing.
I downloaded recently like the the newest flight simulator just to try it out. It's very intense. It is also incredible graphics, but it's also real time. So it's like, all right, let's fly to Europe. Okay, put it on autopilot. I'll see y'all in the morning. And you gotta land it.
But you gotta hope nothing happens while you're asleep.
That's true.
Usually don't oversleep, Logan.
I know. That's bad news. Bad news. Did you watch? You watched Super Bowl? I assume.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You lose a lot of money.
Lost $500 ish.
Okay, more than I did. I had almost.
But I'm okay with that because it was a great game.
It was great. Actually. It was one of the better Super Bowls. I know a lot of people have said controversial.
I would
ending.
Pay this much a year to get that good of a Super Bowl. Honestly, I'd lose $500 just to see a Super Bowl that evenly matched with such different. Offense and defense. I love how the Eagles play still.
Yeah.
Fourth down, go for it, like video game style.
It was a controversial ending. A lot of people had problems with that, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yes, but I mean, there's always.
There's always something. And, you know, you had Rihanna. But I think, look, speaking of the balloons and the thing, did you see the U2 announcement?
Oh, yeah.
Which was a very bizarre coincidence.
I didn't know what I was. At first, I was like, "Is this something about the? Is this going to be like a political ad about shooting down Chinese police?" They don't usually allow those ads.
The ads. If you didn't this, U2 announced, the band U2, Bon on the Edge and Friends announced that they're going to be doing a Las Vegas residency in what's called the Sphere,
which is on the ground.
Which is on the ground right outside the Venetian. It is a 17,000 seat arena, but it's a ball. Think like the Epcot ball, like a big ball.
So
but
the balls are panels of
LED like panels TV inside and outside.
Looks, don't call it a ball, Logan. It is an object. We don't know what it is yet.
It's a spherical object. It looks like a, it looks not unlike a lot of the Dubai kind of venues. Yeah. So they're trying to really compete with that.
Which is that desert style.
So they announce this, the video commercial opens and it's only like 12 seconds long. And then you can watch a 3 minute movie.
White balloon.
This big giant, you know, and they're like reports of a unidentified object flying over the world. And then, you know, Bono and the Edge are looking at it and that was it.
That had to be done at the last minute.
And then I watched the real one. The real one starts with a catastrophic earthquake. I know, a little odd.
So they couldn't do that one.
And then, well, they know they talk about it. It's a news report. It's like a huge earthquake
Hit. Right, right, right.
And then it's that this sphere is flying over the world and it's rapturing up U2 fans from around the world.
Because he believes he's Jesus.
And then it lands and then Bono and the Edge look at each other like, are we going to do this? We'll be crazy if we don't do it. And then they lead them all into the sphere. They lead them all to the sphere and that's in the desert and that's how it ends. But mainly the fact that this got through. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better marketing campaign right now than you're talking about events that feel like the end times.
And yeah, I noticed that one. It looked like it was going to news. Was pretty interesting. And it even like switched on your TV.
Oh, yeah. That was for Tubi. Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah, that was cool. There were some good ones. It was.
I mean, some had already been released, like the Kiss, the Rock and Roll one.
The John Travolta one.
The Travolta, I thought was. But I thought they were good and for the most part, not overly. I thought that. What do you think about the Jesus ones?
The Jesus ones I thought were good. I think they were well.
Do you know who it is? Is it the Greens?
Yes, it's the Greens, the Hobby Lobby people.
So what happens if you go to the side and have time?
Well, it's another entity, but they're the major funders behind it. And do you see AOC had some problems with it?
She didn't like it?
Yeah, she put on Twitter, she said, something tells me Jesus would not spend millions of dollars on Super Bowl ads to make fascism look benign.
Fascism?
I know. Well, you know, they showed pictures of the...
Just people... But it was just saying that like it doesn't matter if you're the Antifa or the...
Yeah.
I saw both sides.
That was the whole idea,
Like people protesting the police and police. And then the
January 6th kind of style.
Right,
and
Antifa.
And they show, those were all
recreations. I think that's exactly what Jesus would show digitally, is everyone.
Yeah. And that was, they show recreation. Yeah, the whole idea was Jesus was for everybody.
Does it matter that you think that you're on some side?
Yeah. I think it was well done. I think it got people talking. Look, if it has her talking, they've
said. The fact that she's trying to make it right wing.
Yeah.
It was not. It was. I did not interpret it that way.
No, I mean the backing behind it is for sure.
If she that's why she's attacking it.
Yes, because we all know where the money's coming from, and it's coming from the Greens and from Hobby Lobby. But then Scientology ran an ad. No one said anything about that right after. So,
what was that one about?
It was just a very light and come find us. We are the Scientologists. It was pretty.
Is it their objects that are being floated around? What's going on?
The Scientologists.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah,
I'm fine. That's true.
Yeah,
Muskogee.
At least we'd have an answer there.
David
Miscavige.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's got to have.
I don't want to. I don't want to say his name on microphone. I feel like we'll be on a list.
Well, I'm not. I'm not against us.
No, they had a big. They have a big giant one. Yeah, in Nashville. They have a big.
So I'm not on their list. We have religious freedom in our country.
Yeah,
no problem with it.
They have a big building out in Nashville, and when they first moved here,
do they?
Yeah,
I didn't. Like a celebrity center here.
It's on Wedgwood, and it's by the Adventure Science Center, kind of in that area.
Yeah, yeah.
By the old stadium, head towards fairgrounds. So you go out there, and they have a big old building.
It's not like by the Strip.
No, they have a big old building, and they used like when they first moved here, they had a sign that was like, "Christians, you can be Christian and Scientologist. Yeah. Come inside." I told Amanda, I was like, "I want to go see what's up," and she was like, "There's no way.
If you go inside, you don't get out."
That's what she said. You will be converted. I know you. You have no doubt.
It plays into all the things you like.
All the things I love. Right.
And
it's similar to the Mormons. It's similar to the Mormons, where it's like there are things in this I tend to like. Space.
Give you a little more peace.
Planets
and a little more peace, possibly. Like it's a big mental health helps you with mental anxiety down.
Yes, exactly. You know, but I did not do it
because they got your back. they do really. I don't know. I'm not.
So this came from a Democratic strategist about the ads. Sawyer Hackett. Is that the person's name? What a name. Democrat strategist and Julian Castro advisor tweeted, with the money that he gets us people spent on their right-wing Jesus ads, they could permanently house 1,563 people experiencing homelessness.
The Greens have enough money to do both. Many times over.
Because it's like a $20 million
These are just people that don't like
ads. Also, what about every other commercial involved?
Yeah, do you think like Doritos really needs to advertise? Part of it's just keep it in your kids.
Be part of the conversation.
Right, about did you do something entertaining that maybe you'll pick it up at the gas station, your kids saw it. So did your kids watch like most of it?
Yeah, my son watched all of it. He's a big fan. Yeah, so he watched it. He watched it till the very end. My kids watched.
My daughter, oldest, made it through the third.
Yeah, I think that's around when they stopped.
Usually she was at a party. She loved it.
We went to a friend's party and we left after halftime, after the Rihanna performance. And then we got back. They may have watched a little bit, but they went to bed. My son finished the game.
I knew Rihanna had just had a child recently. So I was thinking, okay, takes time to, I'm not judging bodies.
Yeah.
So, but she, you know, it's Rihanna.
It became the number one thing online was, is she pregnant immediately?
And they announced yes.
And then they announced that she was pregnant and then followed up with that.
That's pretty awesome doing that pregnant.
Yeah, I think they probably should have said that ahead of time. Because instead of everyone jumping to their phones to search that, we would have all been like, this is much more impressive. Because the show itself was one of the calmer.
I liked it. It was great for my daughter.
Yeah.
She learned some new songs that she liked, except for that one about, she's like, who am I giving that money to?
I don't even think I
And I was like, you give it to that guy. Okay. Give us your money. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
You don't know that was the first song I think she started with.
It was a lot of noise happening at this party and a lot of discussion.
The B word. Okay. That I have my money.
There's a lot. And there was a lot of conversation about if she was pregnant during that whole first few minutes. So I was like, no
Secular
one.
Secular Brothers could have fit into that suit.
I mean, it's great.
I like that suit.
It was cool. Like the whole thing was cool.
I think I would be okay maybe on that platform. I'd be a little shaky.
Yeah. Oh, I can't imagine.
You're strapped.
I imagine, like when I go see Kiss, they come down from the ceiling on a similar kind of platform. They've had some mishaps.
Oh, yeah.
Where, like, they'll step off too early or it lands one platform.
One of the dancers is really responsible for. They're kind of not a dancer, but they look like one. And they're
controlling it.
Like, when she gets unhooked and hooked back. I mean, you have to have a lot of trust in the people around you. It's kind of like being on movie sets that we've seen with, like, Alec Baldwin. You have to really trust the people around you because, as the performer, you got to be in the moment. You can't think about, like, am I hooked in right or not?
Yeah. Yeah, you have to be thinking about it. And you could tell there's obviously always a concern when you're on those things.
But it was interesting. She didn't bring out a special.
Nothing. Nobody.
Jay-Z didn't come out to do the, you know, I thought.
Nobody.
This town. But it was very much kids could watch it.
Yeah, it wasn't really overly crazy.
You kind of remember, like, how many awesome Rihanna songs there are.
Yeah, I think that's why they do
Still
this, too.
Still aimed at our age group.
And it's unclear if, like, who's paying. You know, there's always that discussion of, like, do they get paid, or is it actually the label paying for them to be on it? You know, there's a lot of that.
Like, is this a comeback for her?
Is this, like, an ad campaign, essentially, for her?
Chris Stapleton did a great job.
Stapleton, you know, was great. Did the national anthem. I didn't see who else performed other than that, but.
I thought it was a solid national anthem. Yeah, it was one you actually.
They showed.
Many in tears.
A lot of people crying. They were using that meme a lot of people then replacing that the Philadelphia coach crying, and I watched it overall. I thought it was really fun.
It was hard to beat last time's halftime.
Yeah, the last two really, because the weekend had that crazy one.
Said it, yeah.
When there was
that
no
song
audience,
was
there.
Huge right then.
Yeah,
right. He had to do it without an audience, and then
very limited.
Then you had the best rappers of all time all together, and some surprises.
Oh yeah, last year.
Like 50 Cent surprising and coming down upside down. I mean, you know. So, all in all, it's probably not the most memorable ever.
No.
But if she's relaunching, like, tours, well, she's about to have another kid.
With ASAP Rocky, who, you know, the president, Trump, got out of prison. People forget that, right? Wasn't he the one who he got out of prison? Am I wrong?
Did ASAP Rocky out of prison?
ASAP Rocky is who he got out.
Is that the father?
Yeah.
Are they married?
I don't know if they're married, but they're together. They both their children, I think, are from... From him. Am I correct? Right? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was during Trump administration.
This is
I was double checking it.
Oh, no,
it was
definitely during the Trump administration. I was making sure he's the right person that I'm thinking of.
Is this her second child or third?
I don't know. Definitely a second. Definitely
it's her second child.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was a big deal last year when she was pregnant. She kind of like her big thing, and I think moms will actually kind of like that, maybe, is that pregnancy's beautiful. Show it off.
Yeah.
And she like got a lot of designers, high end designers, to like design for pregnancy, which they don't really.
So,
and she was like, I'm not hiding. I think this is beautiful.
So we have to thank.
And I kind of like that.
No, I thought it was cool. No, absolutely. I mean, we've.
100% liked it.
That's great. No, I think it was awesome. But you can thank President Trump for Rihanna's children. I'm just saying, it's in some ways.
Well, they wouldn't have been with ASAP Rocky.
No. Yeah.
I don't know if I know any of his music.
As Liam Gallagher calls him, WhatsApp Ricky.
Do you know his music off the top of your head?
No, I do not. I guess my last is true. He thought his name was WhatsApp Ricky.
But I can't give you any ASAP Rocky.
No, I don't know.
Well. But Rihanna songs are like kind of like at the stadium and.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and standing under an umbrella, which maybe you need to because the weather's getting crazy right now.
Woo.
And we need to tell you about our friends at Centurion because the cold weather's here, the rainy weather, spring.
It was 30 degrees this morning and I left
in a sweatsuit and I know I'm leaving going to be.
Sweaty.
Very sweaty. It's just part of the deal when you dress like I do. But the cold weather is here and you know what that means. Not only cold, but cold and hot. It's a real mix. I'm headed out on a big trip next week and the weather's all over the place. But. You need to do something to help your immunity. We need to talk to you about our friends at Centurion. Go to centurionlabs.com/bros and use the promo code bros. You're going to get 20% off your first order. They're a great company, great product. I use the immunity boost. There's other options you can check out. And not only do you get that special deal, you need to go check out all the different products they offer because it really is a lot. And they're made in America. And they're proud to be supportive of our show, and we're proud to be partnered with them. CenturionLabs.com/bros. Use the promo code bros, and again, you're going to get 20% off your first bottle order when you do that. Take a look at it. It's a good place to go.
Yeah.
Will, is there anything else happening?
We did pull a couple new bites.
Oh, from Kirby?
We got one from Karine Jean-Pierre, I think we should play, because she's pushing back against NORAD a little bit.
Let's rank our Kirbys. There's Coach Kirby. There's Kirby Smart. There's Kirby, the pink. He looks like a balloon that would come from China. What do you call him? What is Kirby?
He's a marshmallow man, kind of.
Kind of. If you're not familiar with the Kirby franchise, he's a large pink cylinder currently floating above Montana, western part of the country. But it's Kirby. And then you have John Kirby, Admiral Carl John Kirby, who gives you a lot of... Not a lot of trust sometimes because of not a lot of security. That's my big thing with all of this, with the balloons or with the flying objects, is feeling safe, and it makes me feel not safe.
No, it's either.
It's not about aliens. I'm not worried about that, really.
They want us to laugh about it, kind of like make it a laughing matter, and they're all chuckling about aliens.
Yeah, I'm deeply concerned about the fact that I'm not the greatest flyer to begin with. So now you're telling me there's a bunch of items floating at 20.
Your plane is going at 400 or 500 miles per hour.
You hit something.
You ain't getting out of the way.
No.
If these things are much smaller than that other balloon, you get out of the way.
Yeah.
But like, if it's a drone size, and they're not.
Let's not talk about it.
The weird part is like a drone, aerial drones, the way we think of them, can both hover and also be at like jet speed.
Yeah, and they said were moving. They weren't just hovering.
They were moving, but still very slow. Because they tracked that one that was going over Alaska for at least 24 hours. It wasn't like over Alaska by the next day. So it was moving either very slowly or hovering. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whereas the other balloon traversed the entire U.S. in a week.
Yeah, people have asked, like, why do we got to blow these things out of the sky? Why can't we pick them up? I think they're just concerned with what's in them.
I know. I feel like they don't want to know what's inside because then you have to blame another country.
So what is this clip, Will? This clip from Karine Jean-Pierre?
Yeah, this just happened a little bit ago. It was after Admiral Kirby gave his less than inspiring press briefer.
All right. So do we need any setup or can we just play it?
I mean, she's kind of pushing back a little bit of what we heard from General Van Herk. So let's hear what she has to say.
Make sure we address this from the White House. I know there have been questions and concerns about this, but there is no indication of aliens or extraterrestrial activity with these recent takedowns. Again, there is no indication of aliens or terrestrial activity with these recent takedowns. Wanted to make sure that the American people knew that, all of you knew that, and it was important for us to say that from here because we've been hearing a lot about it.
I mean, the gallery laughs. She's not delivering that as a joke. She's delivering that as a real line. And I guess Mayor Pete also, though, made a bit of a goof out of it. Because I don't take hers as a joke. They laugh, but I don't take that as a joke. They're saying they have to address it. They have to address the fact that we're talking about aliens. And when you actually hear that coming out of the mouth of the White House press correspondent or press secretary – It is so crazy. It feels like we are in a movie. It does not feel real at all. Let's hear, though, also from Mayor
there's
Pete.
There's no indication of aliens or terrestrial activity.
Yeah. And then they said the crowd laughs, right. But she doesn't. And continues on again.
Nor am I, by the way, so I'll say I'm not qualified, nor is she qualified, to talk about extraterrestrials or actual aliens, and not in the sense of like just an object we can't identify, but a living being is what we're using this term for.
Yeah.
We need like some Neil deGrasse Tyson up in here.
He's probably available.
We need him to come up. He believes, right? Does he believe aliens?
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah, I think he believes maybe just within our, maybe not in our galaxy. I'm
right.
Sure.
Yeah. They might not, there's not like a confrontational.
It's impossible that it would be impossible for it to be in the entire universe for there
and
not
nothing
to be.
Else
and nothing else is there, yeah.
And I mean, that definition of a living being can get down to organism level.
Yeah. That's not what we're talking about.
I don't
here.
Agree with him on everything, but I think he certainly would understand this. He'd be a lot more, you know, Bill Nye.
Bring him in.
Who's not a science guy.
Yeah. Fake science.
He's a pro-abortion guy.
Well, they all kind of are.
Yeah.
All right. Let's, Neil, I've seen him a couple times, and usually he has interesting takes for a lot of that. But let's hear.
No, I'm just saying, I know I'm not qualified. I know she's not qualified to talk about this in a serious way, is what I mean.
And apparently Mayor Pete isn't also. Let's hear from him.
Partly because of the pandemic, we've faced issues from container shipping to airline cancellations. Mm-hmm. Now we got balloons.
That's right.
it's really not funny. I mean, that balloon was at least the one we know about.
If we are to believe what it says it is, at best, it's a Chinese spy balloon.
Well, they at least admitted ownership.
Yeah.
So we, at least on that one, had explosives so it could self-destruct, but those were flying over our head.
Yeah.
It's not funny. Like, what if there was just a mishap with the balloon? They're not perfect. You know, this is newer technology.
If there's a storm.
Right, and you have an explosion. Now, I'm not saying it's not a weapon type, but could have caused serious loss of life from 20,000 feet.
It's pretty crazy.
You know, I don't believe that they don't know what they're shooting down. There might be some questions about ownership, but even
it's
that.
Weird they could see it and they can't.
I feel like you should be able to track where it started.
Well,
the FAA does. I thought.
Well, I think that's what they said, and that's actually how they're able to.
So how did they not know where it took off from?
The Trump stuff. They said, you know, they said this happened over the Trump administration. Apparently, what that is that there is historical data that they're able to tap into and now adjust the radars historically, even to see was this stuff flying over then. Allegedly, that's what I've heard. So they were able to look and go, oh yeah, there were six balloons or whatever that flew
just
over.
Say, don't talk about classified documents. Don't talk about the economy. Don't talk about Ukraine.
We talked about that
Hunter.
A little bit on radio. I mean, the truth of how I feel about that is I, not that I don't care about those topics or I don't care about a Hunter Biden laptop, but I really care about national safety and security. And to me, this is more of an embarrassment to them. Now, Kirby the whole time kept saying, we identified this. You know who didn't? The last administration. He said that 3 or 4 times in a
political,
in a digging political way.
By the way, the Pentagon, who identifies that, and these military branches, aren't partisan. So the fact that they, one, I don't believe them, but because they were saying that those weren't even in our airspace, if they were, it was temporary, like for seconds, and then they would just get reported as like a slight incursion into airspace, D-1234, there'd be thousands a day.
Mm-hmm.
You can't blame the political branch for that.
You'd hear this. This is from CNN, from Natasha Bertrand from over the weekend. This was probably the most disturbing, alarming of all the bites.
Those pilots, we have learned, have given very conflicting accounts of what they actually experienced, with some pilots saying that the object interfered with the plane's sensors, other pilots saying that they didn't really experience that, other pilots saying that when they looked at the object, they could identify no identifiable propulsion system, and they did not know how it was actually staying in the air, cruising at that altitude of about 40,000 feet. So this has all added to the Pentagon's wariness of describing in more detail what this object actually is.
Could be drones that are launched from a plane.
Yeah, dropped.
You know, drop it and glide. Glider drones? I don't know. Maybe that's the self-destruct part.
Yeah.
I mean, you could come up with lots of reasons why they could
be there.
Be moving.
But that's pretty freaky. The fact that pilots all had different things.
It's like Independence Day.
Yeah.
You know what? I'd be fine. Send Joe Biden up in the plane.
Yeah. Well, the fact that some pilots said it interfered with our sensors and others didn't.
And our brains.
Honestly, the lack of transparency from the administration gives us so much liberty to speculate on this. It's wild.
I mean, we can, yeah.
Maybe what do you think? We were going to do an Ask Jordan Anything, but I think this got taken.
You can ask me anything tomorrow.
All right, we'll do it on. Let's specify. If you're watching on Rumble, we will take the comments from Rumble. So if you have a question or comment, go over to Rumble. Actually, do it. Well, the question: do we get the replay of the live on Rumble? I'm not sure if we get the live chat.
Or will we get the chat?
You think we do?
We'll see. Either that, or you we'll can have
comment.
Watching.
There's put just the normal comments.
Your Ask Jordan should be in the comments.
And Logan, you can ask me things too. Not anything, just some things. I'm not as much of a
open book.
No, I think I'm pretty open.
Yeah, I think it's backfiring. This cover up makes they think
yeah, if it's a cover
strong.
Up. This is scarier. This is makes me.
We've
less
all
secure.
Seen this movie too many times. If they're just doing this to try to distract, it doesn't work. And then what you're actually doing makes people more concerned about life, or just thinks this is so Joe Biden. He just don't know. Don't know.
All right. Well,
so Democrat incompetence.
Well, we'll wrap up and we'll continue the conversation. Look, I'm sure by the 8, like by the time you're hearing this, we may have shot 4 more down. Who knows?
They just, we don't, what's out there? Who's out there? We don't know.
Question everything. And now what the X-Files said?
Oh. Yeah, we're in it. We're living in this moment.
Mm-hmm. Your father-in-law, star of
The Twilight Zone. And Auntie Mae. Yes. Patrick Dennis. Young Patrick Dennis, Auntie Mae, which is the main character. Then.
Yeah,
Monsters on Main Street, which is a famous Twilight Zone.
Yeah, one of the best. So
it was about the Red Scare.
That's just a fun fact. So you can go find those on. I don't know
which. We're kind of living that time now.
Oh yeah,
where you know if you put up a certain sign in your.
My kids do love.
I start thinking now, like I would just move. So I don't know my neighbors enough to know who I suspect would be aliens. But my last neighborhood, I could tell you. There were some people that only came out at night.
Well, they could just have a light sensitivity.
No, I think they were like music people mostly. They were. Oh. Just on a different
schedule.
Or vampires. Or aliens.
Yeah. Psychic vampires. Who knows? All right. Should we wrap up? Let's hit the music. Hit them trumpets. Hey, if you can, if you're watching right now, here's what I'd like you to do. Go on Apple Podcasts. Even if you watch on Rumble. Go on Apple Podcasts or you watch on YouTube, wherever. Write us a review. Give us 5 stars. Write us a review. That helps more people get exposed to this. And also, just tell a friend or two about the Secular Brothers podcast. You can find all the links directly on seculobrothers.com. Anything else?
No, I remember Ask Jordan Anything.
Yeah, put those in the YouTube or the Rumble comments. And we'll get to some of those tomorrow on Secular Brothers. Talk to you then.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.